Over the past several decades, private school officials have made it increasingly clear that diversity is a top priority in their schools. The National Association of Independent Schools says that building and sustaining multicultural communities is vital. Less transparent, however, is their success in these efforts. The NAIS says minority students make up 30% of the independent school population. On the other hand, according to the Maryland State Department of Education, Maryland public schools boast a 42% minority rate. Straight Up Urban Voices' Nathan Rangian-Arvelo is a part of this disparity as he walks through the halls of his private school, the Park School of Baltimore. He investigates whether or not his school is making an effort to appeal to and retain a diverse group of students.
At Park, there are conversations about diversity. Assemblies and student-led groups about current events and race relations allow students to share their life experiences and learn to be accepting of differences. Park administrators see these clubs as a benchmark of their progress towards reaching a multicultural community. Yet some high school students, like junior Jean-Claude Noir, feel as though Park has put up a front.
I've always wondered, but no teacher or faculty member has ever really explained how they might be increasing diversity at this school.
According to the NAIS, for the past 5 years, the diversity rate at Maryland independent schools has hovered just under 30%. In the same time period, the Maryland State Department of Education reports that public schools have had a rate of around 50%. Independent private school officials say they are seeking a more diverse mixture. Park's head of school, Dan Parody, admits to some shortcomings, but says that the administration is working as hard as it can to increase diversity.
First and foremost, it's acknowledging that this is an important issue for the school and that we're not where we want to be. And making sure that everyone understands that I believe we're not where we need to be and that we're all part of working on this together.
The problem, Parody says, is that Park is a very small community. So, if a single minority student or faculty member leaves, there is a huge impact on the school's demographics. For instance, at Park, 3 female teachers will be leaving the high school at the end of the school year. Their departure will magnify the dominance of men in the faculty. However, Park's administration sees these openings as an opportunity to further diversify.
In our recruiting, we have become a lot more aggressive in the last couple of years in terms of trying to identify strong candidates of color and making sure that in all of our searches, we are all looking at candidate files through the lens of diversity, really thinking about whether this individual is going to help us diversify in significant ways.
Even with Park becoming increasingly aggressive in finding more diverse candidates, it can be hard for both potential teachers and students to find out about Park and independent schools in general.
We're trying to broaden our reach in terms of getting the word out about Park. There are a couple of search organizations that are kind of the place where a lot of people go. And while those organizations are doing a better job of diversifying their candidate pool, it can still feel a bit like an insider's club.
Parody says Park is trying to rid itself of this insider's club feeling. Even though progress is slow, administrators are adamant they are working hard to move forward. Nathan Rangian-Arvelo, Straight Up Urban Voice.